Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we heard about Omicron a couple weeks ago, right in November. They were talking about, all right, out of South Africa, we're seeing a new variant. It could be a super variant. It spreads super fast. And people are like, yeah. Okay, it's another variant. Yeah, it spreads super fast. But then all of a sudden we went from 3% of the cases to 23% of the cases to overnight yesterday, we were told 73% of COVID cases are Omicron. Now, either this is one of the fastest spreading viruses I've ever seen. I haven't even seen flu spread this quickly. Or somebody's kind of messing up in terms of getting the numbers right or testing right, or I've just never seen something move this fast. This is odd. This is just odd. And whenever something's odd, something doesn't smell right, it's fishy. So STDs have moved slower than this. I don't get it. So estimates for the week ending December 18th indicate that Omicron is behind 73.2% of the new cases compared to 26.6% for Delta. Yet the week before, it was only 12.6%. So my guess is it's a combination, all right? One is this is a fast virus, but two is we went from not testing for Omicron when we all said it was here the whole time to, okay, now we're going to test, and they're like, oh, looks like that's an Omicron. Oh, no, looks like these all are Omicron. So that's my guess what happened. The problem is people are frustrated. They're like, wait a second, we've been doing the masks. We locked it down. We have the social distancing. We still have the plexiglass. We're doing all these, you know, like look at what's happening with the vaccine passports in Philly and New York and California. And so people are kind of asking, wait a second, we're going on now year two. Why are we having one of the fastest waves? What about the masks? What about the vaccines? And, of course, the answer, which isn't wrong either, is, well, the vaccines only should do partial protection. The masks, don't get me started, partial protection. And I'm still sitting there going, why does anybody get N95 respirators? That would be nice. You know, why are we mandating anything? This is a virus that's going to outsmart us. So Biden is going today to come out and have some suggestions and some new plans. One is it sounds like he is going to get COVID tests to the homes. I'm a little mixed on that. I think people should have access to testing, but just because the test is negative doesn't mean you're in the clear. So that's something we need to talk about. So 500 million home test kits are going to be provided free to the public. He's also going to deploy 1,000 military personnel to hospitals. Very cool. Set up federally run testing sites. Great. I still don't see anybody pass out N95 respirators for people because I think those will probably provide some of the best protection. I still don't see somebody going, you know, the mandate might not have made a lot of sense. But those of you that are like, okay, I did everything. I did the mask. I did the lockdown. I lost my business. I, you know, did the vaccine like I was told. I did the booster. I mean, we're even having people with booster get Omicron. So, again, where did we go wrong? Well, one is we promised everybody that if you did exactly like we said, 2 weeks to flatten the curve, the masks are going to work, the mandates are going to work, the lockdowns are going to work. I think now when the government says something, people don't believe them, which worries me because we really blew our shot. All right? God forbid Ebola comes to this country. Nobody's going to take any recommendations the government gives. And that's kind of when we would need to consider avoiding and locking down and being, you know, extra, extra cautious. But nobody listens to me. Nobody listens to me. So where the government now needs to go is they probably need to, one, get our confidence back and say, look, guys, okay, we did the best we could, but we made some oversteps, which is why Biden is not saying we're going to lock down. That's why in Las Vegas we're not hearing the New Year's festivities locked down. NHL's closing up for a couple days earlier than Christmas because of COVID, but that's why you're not hearing anybody say lockdown, because I think people have been very vocal about how unpopular that was, and it really screwed up the economy. But what should have been done from day one and then day two is, day one, everybody get N95 respirators who want them. Day two is, as soon as we were rolling out the vaccine and we knew that there were variants, like we saw with the Alpha variant and then we saw with Delta, Pfizer and Moderna should have already been working on the new vaccine. We were told they were. And then that booster should have been the variant specific. We didn't do that. We are still getting a vaccine for the wild type that probably leaked out of that Wuhan lab, whether it was manipulated or naturally occurring, back in August of 2019. So our vaccines are still designed for that one. When are we getting the new boosters? These medications, we still are telling people, don't touch ivermectin, don't touch fluvoxamine, don't touch hydroxychloroquine, don't go there, wait for the FDA-approved drug, and we still don't have the FDA-approved drugs. So I think the government needs to say, look, guys, okay, as long as you don't sue us, if you want to read the data and you think this is something that you want to try, it's on your own. Just don't sue us. There might be risks, like hydroxychloroquine could have risks, ivermectin could have risks. But if you think you want to try that to stave off your severe disease, we have another case of somebody saying, look, it saved my dad's life. Why aren't more people using it? Let the government, you know, let it be a choice. But right now, it's still the same crappy face coverings. It's the same vaccine that we were given originally. We keep being told, well, it protects you, protects you. I think it does protect us from severe COVID, but we have a wave of Omicron. And I think if our vaccine would have been fine-tuned like we were promised it would be, maybe we wouldn't be having such a drastic wave. And then also, can we have a little bit of transparency why the cases jumped from 12% to 73% in 1 week? Was it that you were like, yo, guys, this COVID was here, it just, it looks like now we're testing for it? You know, let's get a little bit more transparency, too. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news! High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
So we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer today. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So as the pediatric COVID vaccine rollout is being rolled out, for the most part, we're hearing that pretty mild side effects. Overall, these kids are doing good. But I did look at the data coming from the CDC as of December 13th, and there were some things that I thought we need to talk about, especially since nobody else is. And before there's any misinformation, or lack of transparency, I figured I would just kind of give it to you from the horse's mouth, and it is entitled Adverse Events Among Children Age 5 to 11 Years After the COVID-19 Vaccine. And these were of the cases reported to the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System and VSafe. So this is the government data. This might not have everything that has ever been, you know, shall we say, discussed everything that has ever been reported, but I apologize for getting some texts here. Just call in 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. But for the most part, they say overall the vaccines look safe. The problem is, as I'm seeing, there are two deaths that they are investigating. We talked about the myocarditis cases. There were 14, eight of whom actually qualified as COVID-related myocarditis. This is in the age group 5 to 11. There were some seizures reported. And then it looked like there was a crap load of errors, medication errors, and distributing errors. So VSafe is a voluntary... Remember when you got your shot and then you connected onto VSafe? It allows your smartphone to communicate with the CDC. And you could text a message, you know, any concerns you have. It can also allow you to say, oh, I feel great. So it allows people to, you know, answer surveys and things like that on the VSafe. And then the VAERS actually is the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System. That's where you could report, the physician could report, and then the CDC is supposed to investigate those. So of the, I believe there was about 7.1 million shots of the Pfizer biotech vaccine. Only 41,000 enrolled in VSafe. That doesn't necessarily mean 41,000 had adverse events. It's just 41,000 enrolled in those. Half boys, half girls. And the majority of them were non-Hispanic Latino. 12.8% were Hispanic Latino. And then African American, 4.5%. So reactions to it was some mild stuff. You had maybe a little arm reaction, maybe a little bit of fever, a little bit of achiness. But I wanted to look at some of the more serious reactions, and they do a nice job giving the data. And in summary, they said, look, most of the reactions were mild to moderate in severity, most frequently reported the day after the vaccine, slightly more frequently reported after dose two, transient in nature, meaning going away. For both dose one and dose two, missing school was rarely reported. Less than 1% had to seek medical care. Now, I'm seeing that of those 7.1 million, 81 had more serious side effects. And so of those, 18%, oh, actually, I'm sorry, the non-serious ones were 3,100, and then 81 were very serious. But of those 3,100, 18% of them had an incorrect dose administered. Why would an incorrect dose be administered? These are being administered by doctors, by nurses, by pharmacists, by health technicians. We don't do anything incorrect when it comes to dosing. If so, that means we're not a doctor, we're not a nurse, we're not trained, and we should have no business being there. Remember I told you guys about all the issues we saw at pharmacies where they were given a COVID shot instead of a flu shot, or I don't know what the heck was going on. But 581 kids got the wrong shot. 386 kids had an issue with the product preparation, meaning it wasn't diluted right. Now, 18% had no adverse event at all. Of fever, 7% had fever, 7% had dizziness, 7% fainted, 6% headache, 6% fatigue, and then 5%, or 165, were given a product that was wrong for their age. Remember we told you they were messing around with the doses because the 12 on up gets the 30 microgram dose. The 5 to 11 gets the 10 microgram dose, or one-third. The babies, or the little ones, the 6 month to 4-year-olds, are being tested with the 3 microgram dose. But the 5 to 11 basically got one-third of the adult dose. But we were told, and we were telling people, don't be just giving one-third the adult dose. Use the pediatric vials. We have them. I'm not sure if there was such a rush to vaccinate or there was such a rush to be compensated that they used the adult vaccines that nobody wanted on the kids. But there is no explanation to be giving the 165 kids the wrong dosing for their age and an incorrect dose to 581 kids. That makes no sense. So what were some of the serious adverse events that were reported? Well, of 81, as of December 10th, you had 26% report fever, 21% vomiting, 14% report chest pain, 12% had C-reactive protein, which is an inflammatory marker. Echocardiogram was normal, they said, in about 10 children. Troponin was increased, which could be related to a heart attack or heart damage. 8 kids needed intensive care. 8 needed a respiratory viral panel done. They're probably looking for RSV. 8 had reported seizure. Now, some of these seizures could have been a febrile seizure from the fever. Some of them could have been a new onset. 3 had new onset seizures from the test or from the vaccine. So the deaths. Now, these deaths are still under review, according to the CDC. One was a female who was 5 years old, but she had a complicated history. She had spastic cerebral palsy, a seizure disorder, a twin-to-twin transfusion, CPAP needing to get air into her lungs and brain. She had been admitted after the vaccine for respiratory failure. She had rhinovirus, a mycoplasma infection, and then sadly the next day she was found pulseless, not breathing, unable to resuscitate, and that was, she was observed overnight the day after her vaccine, discharged home, but then she died 2 days later in her house. Another female, age 6 years old, also medical history. She had hypoxic encephalopathy, spastic cerebral palsy, dysautonia, dysautonomia, neurogenic bladder, frequent urinary tract infections. But 10 days after vaccination, she developed fever, lactic acidosis, progressive weakness, flaccid paralysis, loss of gag reflex, went into respiratory failure, hypotension, died, and the autopsy was unrevealing. So these are two cases where luck of the very poor, very tragic, bad luck caused them to die, or was it related to the vaccine? But the CDC does have it in their slide deck, so they are investigating it. And then yesterday we talked about the myocarditis. 14 children had reports of myocarditis. 5 reports are still being investigated. 8 met CDC working case definition, but interesting, they were half male, half female, as opposed to just being male. So there is one thing that kind of caught my eye. They said there was an acute myocardial infarction. Now, that doesn't sound like to be one of the children that died, but there was one case of a possible heart attack. I need to get some more information on that. We don't really have much information on that. So, you know, overall, of the 7.1 million doses that were given to age 5 to 11, overall, even though all of those sound very, very scary, they were just a very, very small handful. But why isn't anybody talking about it? Why isn't anybody giving, you know, parents the knowledge, the education, so they can make an educated decision? With this, the question is, so what? Can it cause myocarditis? Can the vaccine cause a seizure? Could the vaccine cause a febrile seizure where the fever rises? Can it cause some heart damage? You know, can it cause a encephalopathy or liver failure or renal failure or whatever? The data is very, very limited. 7.1 million shots and most of these kids doing fine is fantastic news. But as a parent, I get that that's concerning. I get that. And that's why you got to sit down and talk to your doctor. Nobody but you and your doctor should be making this decision, or medical provider. Definitely not a public official. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
J. Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
In less than a month, the COVID Omicron variant has gone from being discovered to becoming the dominant strain of the virus in the United States. The CDC releasing updated figures on Monday saying the new, more transmissible variant now accounts for more than 73% of new nationwide cases as of the week ending December 18th. So far, no one in the United States has died from the variant. President Biden is updating Americans on the coronavirus Omicron variant. Biden saying his administration will make a half a billion at-home test kits available in January, and the government will also set up 20,000 new testing sites around the country. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki continuing to scold unvaccinated Americans, saying they will continue to fuel new COVID hospitalizations and deaths. USA Radio News. Winter holiday travel is back. AAA's Skylar McKinney telling NBC News travel numbers are on par with the pre-pandemic record of 2019.
All of this despite the fact the pandemic is still going on, despite the fact that there's a new variant, despite the fact that there's still some economic uncertainty.
AAA estimating more than 109 million Americans will travel over the long Christmas and New Year's week from December 23rd to January 2nd. More than 100 million are expected to drive despite high gas prices, and nearly 6.5 million are expected to fly. SpaceX is fighting a COVID outbreak at its California headquarters. At least 132 workers are sick, making it the biggest outbreak in Los Angeles County. Meanwhile, the company this morning carried out a successful launch of a Falcon 9 rocket from Kennedy Space Center, sending a Dragon spacecraft on a resupply mission to the International Space Station. USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to, you can also follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Marion wants to know, why is Dr. Fauci still in his role? Why hasn't he been fired yet? All right, guys, I can't comment on that. Dr. Fauci has been able to, you know, for all his years, be able to navigate the whole political academia world. I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. Dr. Fauci has, in some respect, I have agreed with him. Like early on when he said, guys, you know, these masks, they're going to provide a barrier somewhat, but they're not going to protect you from a virus like this. He was right on. And then all of a sudden, things changed. And he, I've told you guys, my issues with Dr. Fauci is a position like that with the doctor political spotlight and media and all that starts to challenge his priorities. Like we had a caller yesterday that was talking about, you know, why aren't, you know, doctors, you know, following, you know, Dr. McCullough and some of these other doctors and whatever. And I told him, we got to be honest with you. Okay. Doctors are not going to be your savior in terms of, you know, some are and some are, you know, fighting the fight and they are, you know, holding the line but for the most part, doctors have to play the long game. And it's frustrating for many of you patients. You know, just like we just spoke about the CDC slide deck on the side effects for kids in the 5 to 11 age group with the COVID vaccine. Some doctors are going to look at that and say, guys, out of 7.1 million shots, there were only a handful of side effects. Since COVID can kill even more than flu, about double the cases, we had probably double the COVID death cases in kids than flu. Can't tell if there was flu and COVID at the same time, but they said COVID killed about, 759 kids? I have to double check the latest number. Some doctors are going to look at that saying, I'm being honest with you guys, the numbers, the incidence level, less than 1% side effects, safe. Other groups of doctors would say, look, guys, I don't like there being any side effects. I'm not going to recommend anything that could have that minuscule one in a million chance or less than that. So, these doctors aren't lying. It's just like with politics. You know, you could hear a Republican talk, you could hear a Democrat talk, somebody who's far, far fringed and extreme, but you could hear, you know, and they'll make valid points. And I love speaking to people of all, you know, political spectrums, because you can see the ones that are not doing it because they're trying to, you know, push a narrative. They're like, look, this is why I like the Build Back Better. I want what's in the bill. And others are like, I agree that there's some things in the bill that might be cool, but based on everything else, I'm worried about what it's going to do to inflation. Those are very safe, intelligent conversations to have. And that's why we want a country such as our republic and our democracy that has those conversations. It allows the conversations. It allows us to debate. But when it came to COVID, when it came to the mask, when it came to the lockdowns, when it came to the vaccine, no debate. Anybody trying to say, look, can we go about this less extreme? Can we allow patient autonomy? We have so many liberals wanting patient autonomy when it comes to birth control, but when somebody talks about patient autonomy when it comes to vaccines, no, no, no. So we're hushing and we're silencing many of the people. Meanwhile, you have physicians who, and I've explained this, okay, COVID is a big part of our healthcare system today, but as a doctor, I have to still deal with cancer. I got to deal with diabetes. I got to deal with heart disease. I can't be losing my license. I can't be silenced as a doctor and not be able to help all these other people I have to help. And so many of us doctors are in this position where we're like, look, we want to help as many people as possible. We're going to be as honest about what we think these masks are doing. Like I told you guys, I'd rather you all have N95s, you know, and not the half-assed stuff people are putting on their face like panties. I think the N95 should have been given to you and used as if you wanted as choice. And vaccines, I think the vaccines help, but I don't think they should be forced. And, okay, and then let me move on and let me help my patients that have non-COVID, because there's other things in this world other than COVID. But then you have the public saying we need all doctors to speak out and choose a side. Well, we can't do that because people are calling me through the telemedicine platforms I work going, I don't have a doctor. My doctor's not available. Where are all the doctors? Well, a lot of them quit. They're like, we're done. A lot of them don't want to quit. They're there, but they have no staff. So they have no staff. They can't open back up. I have to be around to help people's other non-COVID issues. So I say my piece. I say my part. But I can't be at Washington. I don't want to do what Dr. Fauci's doing, because that's not the type of medicine I want to do. I want to do the type of medicine where I help everybody, I'm honest, and I give them the education. I know there's going to be some people ticked that I just spoke about the CDC reported adverse events of the pediatric vaccine. Who cares? Guys, if there's some adverse events, I'm going to tell you about it. It's my job to educate you. I'm not trying to say the vaccine's bad. I'm not trying to say the vaccine's good. My job as a doctor is to educate. But there's going to be people saying, you should have never brought that up, because now parents aren't going to want to get the shot. Or you're going to have people say, Dahlia, why aren't you marching in Washington? And, you know, honestly, I have to pick the path that helps the most people. You guys could call me any name in the book. I've been called worse, right? But I am making this decision because I got to sleep at night. And as much as I think it would be, you know, huge for my radio ratings to get out there and march naked in Washington and try to take on the whole establishment and all that, I do more for the public and I do more for patients doing exactly what I'm doing now. Being honest, giving everybody the education, telling them my opinion. You could use my opinion or you don't have to use my opinion, and have not violated any of these, you know, these unspoken, made-up rules that are starting to get a lot of medical providers into trouble. And it stinks to have to feel like you can't enjoy those constitutional rights for assembly and things like that, but it's Crimson Tide. I don't know if you guys saw the movie with Gene Hackman and Viggo Mortensen and Denzel Washington. I love that movie. But Gene Hackman said, look, we're here to preserve democracy, not practice it. And so here we are thinking, okay, we all get a voice. We all get to choose. That's not what's happening now. And it's frustrating. So, and Dr. Fauci, I think, is now going up against Jesse Waters. He wants Jesse Waters fired because he said that Jesse Waters has used, very, I guess, strong talk. Waters said, now you go in for the kill shot with an ambush, deadly, because he doesn't see it coming. And this was talking about, the idea of how Fauci is approaching, you know, practices and vaccines and all that. So, you know, Fauci is in a role that most doctors can't do because you're going to sacrifice something. And Fauci, because this is a job he has, because he's in politics, he wants to please the administration he's working with. All right? Well, to me, my loyalty isn't a Biden administration or a Trump administration. My loyalty is to my patients. Now, I'm not judging. That's not for us to judge, right? That, you know, but politicians, their loyalties are to their constituents. Everybody chooses who their loyalties are. But mine are to my patients and to my listeners. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. We're going to Facebook Live this next one because this is some pretty cool stuff. And I got to tell you, this is something that I really, really wish more, shall we say, health districts do. You know, it's all been about COVID, but we have a huge other threat. We have actually, this is probably, we got a lot of threats coming our way, whether it's cybersecurity, whether it's, you know, people attacking us and hacking in and, you know, affecting our water supply or our Wi-Fi or our power. But one of the biggest threats we face is drugs. And drugs coming across the border, and drugs being sold, and drugs given to our kids and given to ourselves when we're not asking for the drugs. You know, when I grew up, it was just say no. If there was a drug, a bunch of kids were partying it up, were snorting some coke, doing whatever they were doing at the bus stop, you just say no. And I remember somebody came up to me, I think I was 13, and I was at a bus stop, and they had this container, and it had a bunch of white powder, and there was a razor blade in there. And they go, do you want to do this with me? And I didn't even know the person, and I'm like, no. I mean, do I look like, I mean, I had all my books, I had my backpack. Back then, you were a dork if you wore your backpack on both shoulders, you know, but you were cool when you only wore it on one shoulder. And then we realized that all of us need to go to chiropractors later, you know, because we weren't aligned. And so now we all wear backpacks, and, you know, and I'm walking through the airport with my backpack on both shoulders going, yeah, you see, now we're cool. So, you know, all you had to do was say no. Well, the problem we now have is you could be buying your edible or your marijuana or something, but not getting it from a licensed government overseen producer, whatever, and then distributor, and it has fentanyl in it. Now, fentanyl, just a fraction of it, can kill you. Could put you in an overdose. And so we're being told that on the border that there are, I mean, I don't know how many millions of pounds of this stuff that are getting seized, enough to kill hundreds of millions of Americans. We have a serious drug problem, and when we talk about a drug problem, it's not a drug problem by people just wanting to get high. This is a poisoning problem. This is somebody poisoning your medications, your drugs, touching you. What was it at one of the festivals, the rap festivals? Somebody was injected in the neck without his knowing. I mean, this is some scary stuff. So in my neck of the woods, I'm in Las Vegas, and we have one of the coolest health districts in the world, the Southern Nevada Health District. They are so awesome. So Jennifer Sizemore has just put out a release. I told her she's the bomb. She's awesome. Where what they're going to do is they're going to distribute fentanyl test strips. These are going to be available through the health district's pharmacy located at 280 South Decatur Boulevard. The test strips include easy-to-follow instructions and are similar to reading an at-home pregnancy test. Okay, yeah, I know. We also, I can't tell you how many times I screwed up on the pregnancy test. I did it. It looked negative. I just threw it on the counter. And then hours later, I go, don't. Is it positive? Oh. So it's not going to be like that. The test strips will detect fentanyl and fentanyl analogs. A study conducted by Johns Hopkins at Brown University found that these test strips were accurate and easy to use. Why are we doing this? Well, because deaths from overdoses in Clark County and Las Vegas, Nevada, and Clark County encompasses most of Southern Nevada, have increased by 34% during the pandemic. So the Southern Nevada Health District wants to distribute these test strips to the public, provide education, information to community partners. Statewide, Nevada saw a 55% increase in fatal overdose deaths from 2019 to 2020. Statewide overdoses among those younger than 25 tripled between 2019 and 2020. In Clark County, deaths increased from 418 deaths in 2019 to 560 in 2020. This increase is primarily driven by illicit fentanyl. And then the number of drugs involving fentanyl deaths increased from 81 to 193. That is ridiculous. So you know, it's also good in terms of, you know, it's going to allow you to be able to test things that could be laced or could have a, I mean, I don't know if it's quantitative. It sounds like it's more qualitative. Is it there or not? But many people don't want anything to do with fentanyl. I mean, you know, it was all about heroin years ago. And fentanyl was a drug that I remember in the 90s, because when I went through my training, we had to train, get some pain management. So when I trained with pain management, I remember there were these lollipops, and they still have them, fentanyl lollipops. And what was fascinating about that is these people in chronic pain, cancer, horrible osteoarthritis and spinal stenosis, a debilitating disease, because marijuana wasn't legal, they could be licking a fentanyl lollipop to get their pain control, and it was slower. It was a slower sort of absorption of the medication. I don't know if the price made it practical because Lortab was cheaper and Percocet was cheaper, but there were patients that were taking, like, you know, 10 to 15 Lortab a day. Well, Lortab back then had 500 milligrams of Tylenol, and we had to stop and cut back with Lortab and Percocet prescribing, because with 500 milligrams of Tylenol with the Lortab or 350 with Percocet, you could very easily hit lethal doses. I think 7-8 grams of Tylenol or acetaminophen could be, we don't want you absorbing that much. That could completely, you know, destroy the liver. So eventually what they did is they took away the 500 milligram component of Tylenol and knocked it down to 325. And then what they did is they urged, you know, people slowly move away from narcotics. I was trained to not do many narcotics, but I was also trained that if you overdo the anti-inflammatories like the ibuprofens, the NSAIDs, or even the COX-2s like Celebrex, after a while that could irritate the kidney. It could irritate the heart. You could only do that for so long. So we have this aging population that has sensitive kidneys. And after a day or two of Lortab, you kind of get pretty dependent on it, or you become tolerant to it where it doesn't work as well. And so we have a pain problem. I've said that. We have a pain epidemic. You guys could comment on a pain pill epidemic, a benzodiazepine epidemic, but we could talk about the pills and we could talk about abuse, but we also have a pain epidemic. People are in pain. They don't want to be in pain. Whether it's pain because they have something localized or it's pain because it's up in the head, people have a pain issue. And we're not going to be able to, you know, control this. What if we don't control the drugs coming over the border and the drugs being distributed and then now the, you know, poisoning of people? And if we can't control the pain that people have? You know, I was very fortunate to get through my hysterectomy. That was just a couple weeks ago, with no pain, not needing my pain medication. I am just thanking God every day. But I'm lucky. I could not imagine somebody who, I mean, all my friends told me, man, 6 weeks, they couldn't even drive. I'm like, 6 weeks? What? I drove the next day. I mean, I didn't. I waited a day or two because I wanted to make sure there was still nothing like the anesthesia in my system. But I felt grateful, but I really fear that one day I'm going to have pain. You know, I'm getting older. You know, the back's not going to be like it used to. Yeah, you know, having double D's, it really pulls on a lot of your muscles. And so, you know, there's so many things out there that sadly can cause pain. But for something like this, kudos to the Southern Nevada Health District. I think we have a lot of work on our plate because people are dying of overdoses and people think, oh, yeah, you know, it's because they wanted to get high and it was their choice. How many of these are not their choice? How many of these are accidental? How many of these are people just, you know, thinking, okay, great, yeah, give me a joint here and then it's laced with fentanyl. And, man, that's how drug dealers work. They need demand. And one way to get demand, if people aren't asking for it, is to trick them. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day. and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.